Welcome back. This is Where You Lead, a Gilmore Girls podcast. My name is Stephanie Calhoun.
And I'm Betsy Hall.
So how have you been this week?
Good. I haven't done a whole lot. I've had most of the week off, so I've just been working on studying for my real estate exam, did some cleaning, got some fall candles from Bath & Body Works, so now I'm, like, transitioning into fall, and I'm so happy about it.
We can transition into fall now?
I don't know. I've decided summer's canceled. I'm sick of the heat. I'm sick of the humidity, so it's fall in my apartment now. I've decided.
Yeah, I'm ready to transition to fall. We had a couple of, it was in the 60s for a couple of days last week, and I was just like, fall!
Yes, same here, so I've just been like, I'm ready for it.
Yeah, and then it went back up to being in the 80s and 90s.
Same here. And I hate it, so I just sit inside in the AC, Give myself that fake crisp air, light my sweater weather scented candle.
Yep.
And it's like it's fall.
Yeah. I'm actually planning on, so I just got an order of a bunch of dry herbs that I want to make candles with.
Yes. I love that idea.
I'm going to make candles and I'm going to make tea. So.
Yes. Yum. I want all of those things. And it's going to be like the perfect time of year to do it. Like in the summertime, it gets so hot that I'm like, I don't even want hot tea or hot coffee or anything. But then like fall comes and
yeah,
best time to start.
Once I'm in fall mode, it's like, even if it's 90 degrees outside, I will still want to wear a sweater and hot coffee because I want it to be fucking fall.
Yeah, it's just so much better than summer. Like I'm not a summer person at all.
I already talked to John about since we're not going to be able to probably go to any haunted houses or like the corn maze and shit. I mean, the corn maze maybe, but I might not want to.
Right.
It's gonna be easier.
Yeah.
But yeah, like those types of things that I like doing in the fall, I won't be able to do this year. So we're gonna allocate that budget for Halloween decorations.
I love that. So you guys are just gonna go so extra this year.
Yes. So it's funny with our decorations because Halloween is my favorite holiday and Christmas is John's.
Okay.
So for a while there, he was like, okay, we'll do one every day. We'll do one Christmas or every year. We'll get one Christmas decoration for the house. We did that pretty much since I met him, but then we never got anything for Halloween because I guess I didn't explain how much I loved Halloween. And we finally like got into a real major conversation about it a couple years ago, and I think it was for Christmas or it was right after Halloween, because I'm always disappointed on Halloween because no one ever wants to celebrate it with me.
I love Halloween too.
Well, then we'll celebrate it together.
Yeah. Well,
but yeah, so then I convinced him to every year he's also going to get a Halloween decoration for the house. So last year I got extra because I also did a, for like the holiday, Halloween party, we did a murder mystery dinner. And so I got a bunch of decorations for that. So, but that didn't count as my one.
No, I can't. It's for a party. It's like party decorations versus decorations for the house or for the lawn.
Yeah.
Totally different categories.
So, but yeah, I guess we're in the fall mood, huh?
Yeah.
That just immediately started.
Oh, yeah. I've decided, like, I mean, it's already, like, the middle of August. It's basically fall, right?
Sure.
People are talking about back to school. Kids are going back to school already. Like, I'm going to say it's fall time. Because I don't think summer.
Oh, and I mean, if you think about it, it could also, the show isn't helping either because they're in fall.
Yes. And I feel like I saw this on the Gilmore Girls, like, group that we're in, too. Someone was like, I don't know if this makes sense, but I feel like Gilmore Girls is just, like, a fall show. And I feel like it is, too. Like, you just get those, like, fall feels from it, and it makes you just kind of, like, get all cozy and drink some apple cider and watch it.
Yep. That's exactly how it makes you feel. So,
it just, yeah. It's a fall.
Even when they're in, like, the spring and summer, like, parts of the season.
Yeah.
Like, I still end up feeling fall.
Me too.
And a little winter.
Yes. Which I feel like is, both of them I like better than summer. Winters get long, but, like, summer is just so hot and miserable. Yeah. It's just not my season. And fall always, I feel like, is so short. Like, we get, like, summer, and then the next thing I know, it's winter, and everyone's doing Christmas time, and I'm like, hold up.
hold up a second here. We missed it. And
pumpkins. That.
Yeah.
Okay, now I just took half of our show talking about how much I love fall.
It's okay. All right. The summary on season 1, episode 4, The Deer Hunters. Let's see. Rory starts to realize how behind she is at Chilton when Max Medina gives her a D. She freaks out and starts to stress cram and won't tell Lorelai what's wrong. And meanwhile, Suki gets upset about a review of her risotto. And now I really want to taste her risotto.
It sounds good.
Oh, good Suki's kitchen one.
That would have been a good one, and I dropped the ball.
Way to go.
Go home and make some risotto, everyone, and think of, make sure you pair it with the right wine, though. Otherwise, it throws
Don't try it with the Riesling.
No, that's the wrong choice.
What did Lorelai call it? Something acid?
Yes, I can't remember now either. Something acid.
All right, let's get back to this. Lorelai meets Max at a parent-teacher conference and finds out about Rory's D. Then she goes rushing back, and they have a whole montage scene of them studying for her big AP test. They both end up falling asleep at the table, basically. degree angle. I still don't understand why Lorelai, she woke up from the comfy couch, got up, and then went and sat next to Rory at the table to sleep at a 90 degree angle.
Something, I feel like it was some kind of, like, solidarity moment. I don't know. I would have just been like, Rory, you gotta go lay down in bed and set an alarm. What do I know?
Yeah. So then because of that, they end up waking up late. And Lorelai has to send Rory off to drive herself to school. And while she is at a stop sign, she decides to call Lane because she's looking for missing notes. Because why is she looking for, she stopped at the stop sign for the cell phone, but while she's driving, she's looking for notes.
I don't know. I had so many questions about, I have so many questions about this whole episode.
We'll get to that.
Yeah.
I keep getting distracted because I'm thinking about these things. Because
this is a big episode.
Yeah. So while she's on the phone with Lane at the stop sign, she gets hit by a deer. She didn't hit a deer.
She got hit by
a deer.
With horns.
With horns. So she ends up being, I think, 10 minutes late.
Yeah, it was something very small.
Yeah. And Mr. Medina refuses to let her in, or let her take the test. This causes her to freak out because it's 25% of her grade, and she ends up screaming at Mr. Medina, Paris, and then Tristan as she's being escorted to the dean. Is it the dean or the principal?
Headmaster.
Headmaster.
Headmaster Charles
Potter. All right. Yeah. So as they head off to Dumbledore's office. Yeah, that happened. Then Lorelai is called to Chilton, and she ends up yelling at both Max and the headmaster, and she explains to Rory, oh, I totally missed something. And then basically she finds out that Rory had a very similar tantrum. And basically the principal was like, you know, maybe this isn't right for her. Maybe she can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
That's totally fine. You know, kind of saying like, you don't have to stay here.
Right.
But, yeah, he's kind of a dick. I really hate school too.
I do too. I think they all, like, I think Lorelai and Rory both hate it too, but they know if she wants to go to Harvard.
Yeah, it's kind of necessary. So yeah, and then, they go back to town and, or head back to town, and they stop at the stop sign again to look for the deer to see if it's okay. And that is when Rory basically tells Rory, like, I'm here to support you, but you don't have to kill yourself over, you know, trying to make me happy. Like, it doesn't matter to me. Kind of thing. I just want you to do what you want to do, basically. And not feel stressed. But Rory says she doesn't want to quit Chilton yet. Suki finds the food critic and goes to his house and makes him try the risotto with the correct wine. And I don't think there was ever a conclusion to that.
There was either, because when we were talking about the risotto at first too, I was like, does he ever like admit that he was wrong? But I don't think they ever tie that loose end up. They just show him shut the door and she's like standing outside, and I think it cuts the scene.
Yeah.
So I guess we never know if he liked the risotto.
Hmm.
A mystery.
Still, I really want to try that risotto. So
I've actually never had risotto before, but I hear it's not easy.
Yeah,
it's easy to mess up.
I know John has made like the stuff in the package before.
Yeah,
like you just like put it in the water and it makes risotto basically. Or something close to risotto,
right? Yes, it's creamy rice, but I've never made it. Maybe I'll have to give it a try now. We'll see. Or I'll just stick to my rice only because I'm a big fan of that. He would not approve.
Oh boy. If you do try the risotto, then you have to make sure to share the recipe with the followers.
Oh, I will.
So, like, what are we at, 19? 19?
19.
Like, established listeners?
I think so, something like that.
Yeah. All 19 of you, thank you for listening to us.
Yeah. The it's real...
It's gonna get worse. Oh, that's a lie. It can only get better.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and then in the end, Max, sorry, I couldn't read my own handwriting. So in the end, Max got Rory another chance to make the grade up. So, yay, Max. I'm in love with him.
Already. He like brings it on himself though, because he was pretty flirtatious towards Rory.
He's the worst.
Yeah, especially like in that voicemail he sent, like it was such a pleasure getting to meet or something like that. And I was like, oh, but also, I don't know. I like Max. I like Max and Lorelai together.
Yeah, I like Max too. I think he would be my second pick.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm always going to pick Luke because of Luke, but I'd say Max is a good second.
He is. So. Max Medina. I can't wait for that episode.
Yeah. All right.
So that's
So that's it.
I got the coffee. Let's talk as fast as we can in girly talk.
So let's start with what did you think?
I liked this episode. I'm trying to think of some of the big things that I wrote down. So I was watching Family Guy the other day. First, I, like, saw the little clip where Stewie's, like, flipping through the channels and he sees the Gilmore Girls, like, commercial on TV, which I thought was so funny. And then I'm, like, watching the credits and Alex Borenstein is in it. And I, like, never put two and two together that she's the voice of Lois on Family Guy.
Oh, my God!
The harp player is Lois. And I, like, at first my mind was blown, and now like I watch it again and I can like hear it in her voice, like it's obvious that it's her. It's crazy.
So obvious.
But something that you never think of until you sit and like watch the credits of it. So that's your fun fact of the day.
Yeah, that is an awesome fact.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Well, one thing that I thought also was like super weird was at the beginning when Rory gets a D on the paper, Max Medina is like, you know, basically you guys suck. Some of you aren't too... Okay, I'm sorry. What was that gallon jug that you just drank out of?
Pickle jar.
Okay, I actually majorly support that. And if like people didn't know, they would be like, oh, that's the pregnant sister, like drinking pickle juice out of a freaking jar. But nope, that's just a normal day for you.
Yep. I mean, was this not a normal was this not a normal day?
No, it's not normal to just drink pickle juice. So casual about it, like this is nothing. I'm just gonna drink. Okay. I don't
now we've both been brought to tears. About. What'd you say?
I don't even remember what I was talking about.
Something about Max Medina.
Oh, yeah. So he's like talking about... Oh, okay. So at the beginning, they're like getting their tests or their paper scores back. And he's like, basically, everybody sucks. But, you know, some of you did okay. Two of you did really well. And you find out that Paris gets an A. And Louise also gets an A, which is so strange to me because later on she's not, like, smart. Like, I don't want to say she's stupid, but she just really doesn't try, I don't think. And so it was just weird to me that made it.
Sorry.
That's okay. Paris and Louise were the smart ones in the class. So that was just so weird to me. I guess maybe they hadn't established yet that
Louise
was going to be, like, the party... doesn't really care bro with Madeline.
I found that weird in general. I never saw her as a smart person.
No,
I mean, I never thought of her as like a dumb person like I do with having a moment the other girl,
Madeline.
Yeah, but like
never seemed like she cared, I feel like.
Yeah. Oh. I love how Rory or Lorelai just automatically like is like, oh yeah, a deer hit you.
Like, right.
Everyone, like, how do you just immediately trust that?
Yeah, everyone else was like, you mean you hit a deer?
Yeah.
And Lorelai's just like, oh yeah, of course, a deer hit you. Like, that makes sense to me.
Yeah. And then, like, they go out and they look at it, and she's like, you hit a deer. And I'm like, all you had to do was look? Like, that's right.
You're gonna hit anything.
Someone could have kicked it. Like, you never know. Like,
yeah. But she was just, like, so, like, yep, it's fine. Like, let's go. I guess, though, she probably was trying not to, like, stress Rory out any more than she had been. Like, it had already been a stressful day. She was probably just like, what's it matter? Like, if she hit a deer or whatever happened. Oh, also, when they're at the Kim's house studying, it's Rory and Lane. They're, like, sitting at the table. And someone buys the table. It's like this blue, it looks like it's like a metal table, but it's nothing special. It's just like a blue kitchen table. And the lady's like, how much for it? And Mrs. Kim, $500. And they like go down to like $375 for this table. And I'm like, that is so expensive. It must be like some fancy table. It looked pretty normal to me, but.
Yeah. I never even really paid that much attention to the table. Oh, I was looking at all of the chairs all stacked up and how it looked like they were in like some sort of alien movie.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like I'm picturing like Signs where they had all the glasses everywhere, like stacked everywhere. Like I'm just imagining that. Kind of situation.
Yes. Their house stresses me out. I could not live there.
Was there anything else?
Also, I thought it was disgusting that when Suki was trying out all these different risotto recipes and she has Lorelai tasting them, she's using the same spoon for all of them and is like dipping them back in this like giant pot. And I'm like, that's number one of like eating or tasting your food. Like you don't just lick it and put it back in.
You're not
supposed to do that.
Like, what about in like your own kitchen? Is that okay in your own kitchen?
It's just yourself eating it, but like working at a restaurant, that's like
no.
It's like
what do they do at kitchen so that you can. I'm just like, because I imagine with like when I watch the things with Gordon Ramsay, and they're constantly tasting everything, and he's always stressing like taste it. I'm like, do they just have like a big jar of plastic spoons?
They do. They just go through all these clean spoons. Because it's like, yeah. It's tedious, but it's like way more sanitary than like, here's me licking the spoon. I'm going to stick it in your soup.
I mean, yeah, I get it. I was just wondering, like, I've always wondered that, like, do they just have a thing of spoons that they keep taking
from? Yeah, they just own their tasting spoons. They have, like, little, like, cups of them at their stations, their tasting spoons.
Cool.
And just, yeah. I think those the highlights. Oh, yeah, also, the road that Rory hits the deer on is a dirt road. I'm trying to figure out why she would need to drive on a dirt road to, like, get to Chilton, because they live in, I can't imagine that she's, like, going that off the grid to get into Hartford.
Yeah.
I just was so confused.
I watched this episode about 6 times, and all I could think about, I mean, I watched it more than 6 times, but for 6 times of it, all I could think about the whole time was, why the fuck is she on a dirt road right now?
Yeah. Like, she didn't need to. They live, like, in an urban enough area.
Yeah. I mean, Hartford's only 30 minutes away, and, yeah. Like, Stars Hollow, I think we established it was a pretty big town, right?
Yeah, it's about 10,000, if I remember right.
Yeah, like, they're good.
There's no need. Like, we used to live in our house in Gordon. That was, like, the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
8 miles away from the closest gas station, like, just super remote. And the only dirt road we had to go on was, like, our driveway.
Yeah.
Out to, like, the main road. So, like, if we didn't have to drive on a dirt road to get to school, I don't think Rory needed to.
Yeah. It was bugging me too. And like I said, I couldn't concentrate on anything else. I literally spent all day on Monday watching this and just kept, like, all I kept thinking about was where the fuck is she? Like,
yeah, why is she? It looks like she's, like, at a park or something. Like, no wonder why she was late for her test. She's, like, yeah. Taking, like, the most back.
She's taking the scenic route.
Yeah, that bothered me.
Yeah. No, that bothered me too.
Glad we're on the same page with this, because I was just like, what? Why?
Also, small highlight, there was a part where they were panning around Kim's Antiques.
Mm-hmm.
And there is the coolest pink vase. Did you see it?
I did not. I don't remember the specific vase, but now I want to go
watch it. You'll have to watch it. So it's, like, really tall, and it's kind of like, it goes like this. It's very, like, slender in general, but it kind of goes in, like, a figure eight.
Okay.
Kind of, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Hourglass, that's what I mean. Hourglass.
A figure eight. Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah. And it's bright pink. And it has, like, I don't know, it's so gaudy, but so cool at the same time. Like, it has, like, these little pink jewels in it, and, like,
I need it.
Gold. It was so cool. So, yeah, rewatch that and look for the big pink vase.
I feel like I'm going to need it. I'm going to watch it and be like, I need to find that exact vase.
Yeah. And then you'll look forever. You probably, like, DIY something similar.
I would think so.
Like, if you looked, you could probably find one that looks that shape and then paint it.
And bedazzle it myself.
Yeah.
I love this idea.
So, that's what I noticed. I literally just have it in big letters.
Pink face, yes.
Big letters, pink face. So, yeah, I think that's it as far as what our girl talk.
Yep, I think that About does it.
Cool. What's next?
When you've seen every episode 1,000 times, you start to notice some very interesting things in the background. Did you catch that?
Did you catch that?
Okay. So this week, so as we know, Rory has to drive herself to school because she's too late to take the bus, and Lorelai has a meeting right away that morning. However, Rory should not be driving yet because she's not 16. We have her 16th, like, birthday party coming up in a few episodes.
Oh, nice catch.
Yeah, she's not 16 yet, so she shouldn't, like, she doesn't have her driver's license, as far as I know of, unless they're, like, in Connecticut have different driving laws, which I don't think so. I don't think you can just be 15 and have your license. I'm sure she had her permit, but
yeah,
she doesn't, she's not 16. Also, when she is at the stop sign talking to Elaine and the deer hits her, the stop sign is facing the wrong way. Like, it's facing outward. And it stays like that throughout the whole show. Like, throughout the whole, when it, Rory and Laura come back later, it's facing out towards the road, not towards where you would see it to stop.
I had that as a note for my behind the scenes.
Sorry, I stole it.
That's okay. But yeah, I'm like, that's not right. So.
And I don't know why, like for direct, or whatever, a decoration, why they would put the stop sign like that. Like, everyone knows the shape of a stop sign, so even if it was faced the other way, we would know that she was at a stop sign. So I don't know what their justification was there.
Yeah, the Rory stop sign, I think their viewership was just really dumb.
That could be. And they were like, this means you stop.
You need to be, it needs to be spelled out.
Yeah, I guess so.
Like, literally.
Right in front of your face. And then later on, when, or I guess this is before that. Yes, this is before that, when Lorelai goes for the parent-teacher meeting with Max Medina. Him and all of the parents and everyone keep talking about this AP exam that's coming up, and he's like, yep, it's happening in a couple weeks, but as we, like, talked about earlier, this is the fall, and AP exams are only given in the springtime. They're not offered in the fall. So, I don't know if maybe the writers didn't know that, and they were just like, AP exam, like, that sounds important, yeah. But AP exams are only offered in the spring, so I thought that was really interesting. And also,
in my notes, too.
I'm sorry.
Steeler. I feel
like, we always, like, have the same things for Did You Catch Them and Behind the Scenes.
Yeah.
That's my B, and I go first, so then you just look like a copycat, but... Sorry. And then also when Lorelai comes into the parent-teacher meeting and she's late and she, like, bumps into the globe and she's like, what in the world? It's not anything like, did you catch that? But I just thought that was so funny.
What in the world?
I LOL'd at that one. Yeah. And that's what I have for the Did You Catch That?
Cool.
While Mrs. Kim is at church, let's see what Lane has under the floorboards.
All right, so next up is under the floorboards.
I have to tell you the funniest thing about this. So when you, like, first told me the names of all of the different, like, segments, I was like, under the floorboards, like, that sounds really cool and hip, but, like, it didn't click in my brain of, like, why it was called that, even though, like, I know that Lane hides stuff under her floorboards in the beginning, but I was just, like, sitting here one day and had this, like, full-on epiphany and was like, oh my god, that's genius. Under the floorboards. chords. That's where she gets her music. Like, it just did not click for me for so long.
I thought you got it.
I didn't.
I just figured you would understand right away.
No, I don't know if it's like pregnancy brain or what, but I just like, it just didn't click with me. And I thought it was like a cool name for the segment, so I didn't question it or like ask about it. But yeah, it just like clicked and I was like, I'm the smartest person alive. I can figure this out. So that was my epiphany of the week.
Nice.
Was realizing why we call this segment Under the Floorboards.
Okay. So now to Under the Floorboards.
On topic.
This was not a real big music one for me.
Yeah.
It was fine. First one is My Darling by Wilco. And it's when Lorelai wakes up on the couch and moves to the kitchen and covers up Rory and herself and falls back asleep. Mm-hmm. Then the next two are actually very subtle and they're the only ones left. There's Iron Man by Black Sabbath, which is played on the harp by Drella. So I almost missed it, and then I was like, oh, yeah, that one. So, and then there was Wendy by Wesley Wang and Gavin Niket. I don't know if that's my pronouncement, or I don't know. And that is what Lane is listening to when Rory calls her.
Okay, and she's in the closet.
Yeah. And you can just barely hear it on her headphones. I couldn't tell what it was, but I was like, I'm sure someone has figured this out, so I Googled it to find out what the actual song was, but I could hear it, just barely hear it when I had the volume way up. So.
Interesting.
Sometimes these little subtle, like, hints with music are just not going to get noticed. I got lucky this time. I was a little stoned, so it helped.
A laser focus.
Yeah. So yeah. And then also, referring to last time, the last episode, when I forgot my notes, and so I was using the interwebs to tell me what music was played during the thing. And we were wondering about, they had listed Man, I Feel Like a Woman, but they didn't have a description of when it was.
Yes.
So I watched the episode twice because I missed it the first time. It was not actually played. It was talked about. And it was when the mom was talking to Drella and telling her what they want for their songs. And so one of those songs is Man, I Feel Like a Woman by Shania Twain.
Okay.
So, like, all of a sudden I was like, oh, Shania Twain.
Yes, okay.
But yeah, I had to watch it twice to find it. I've been watching a lot of these two episodes.
It's easy to rewatch them because you, like, I feel like you catch something new every time. It's just so fun. Uh-oh. Awesome. I totally forgot about that, but now I'm going to go back and rewatch the wedding episode so I can see that.
Right. So, all right.
We've all wanted to raid the Gilmore Girls' closet for the perfect outfit at some point. Come hang out in Lorelai's closet as we break down the best and worst outfits of the episode.
All right, what are we on now?
We are on Lorelai's closet.
Woo! I wrote a note about Lorelai's closet. Can I say one thing?
Yes.
The notebook in the pants has come back.
Oh, in the front of the pants?
In the front of the pants.
Luke, just trying to seduce everyone.
It's so unhygienic, but it's so hot.
Yes, I don't know why either. It's literally just a notepad sticking out of someone's pants, but you're just like, it's so much better than like when I would bartend and I didn't have an apron on, I would just like stick it in my back pocket, like stick my notepad in my back pocket, which I feel like is normal.
Yeah.
It's not good. It's still not ideal, but like I didn't have an apron or anything else to put it in and I wasn't sticking it in the front of my pants. Yeah. But it's just so different. And I think Luke is one of the few people that could pull it off where I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, Luke, I see.
I feel like probably 97% of people who I could see like doing that, like I would just be like, oh, that's gross. But Luke, Luke's okay.
He's fine.
For some reason, that seems more hygienic, actually, you know, just because it's Luke.
Right. That's fair.
So,
was that your observation? Or do you have another one?
No, that's it.
Okay.
I was just really excited about it.
I can start. I have a Luke note also this episode. He is wearing a tan Luke hat, which I feel like he may have worn in other episodes before this, but I know like the first episode he had on a hat, I think that had like an American flag on it or something, or it had like a little like logo on the front. But now he has a tan hat and we'll see how long that one lasts. So then at the beginning of the episode, Lorelai's wearing this like brown zebra top and I just like instantly I'm like, that's the early 2000s all day. It's like brown print. I liked it.
It was
it's definitely not still in style, but I liked it.
Yeah.
And then the next scene, Lorelai's wearing a cheetah print shirt. And then next scene, she's got a snakeskin like pattern top on. So it's just like all of the animal prints in this episode, like costume episode was like all the animal prints. Give it all to me.
Yep. They were raising awareness.
Yes. All the different animals. Zebras, cheetahs,
snakes,
all of them. And then Lorelai spills coffee on her shirt while driving to parent-teacher conferences. And the only thing she has in her car is a green B-52 shirt. And I didn't know this, but they sang Love Shack, and it made me think about our baton twirling days.
Oh.
That's the band that sings Love Shack. I had to look it up because I didn't know either. I knew I'd heard of them before, but I didn't know that they were.
In hindsight, I should have mentioned them in under the floorboards. Like, I should mention those types of things, but I didn't notice.
So. Oh, you suck. No, I'm just kidding.
Like, I noticed that she had that shirt on, and I noticed the reference to it, but I didn't really know who B-52
was.
And I didn't, like, my brain didn't make the connection, like, oh, that's music.
Yes. Totally fair. But yeah, I looked them up, too, because I'm like, I know I've heard of them. I know that they're, like, a band, an 80s band, and they are. They're, like, the ultimate, like, when you think about 80s bands, pop bands. It's the B-52s. And then this one is kind of fashion, kind of just random. But when Lorelai's like laying on the couch, she pulls this blanket on top of her. And it's got like fish on it and like a basket and like all these like fishing related things. And I'm just wondering why the Gilmore Girls have this. Like, why? In their house that they just have this like fishing blanket. It's all like fishing themed. It honestly looks like something that should belong in Luke's apartment, but
maybe someone gave it to him.
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe
they don't explain it at all.
Who knows?
And Lorelai is just so casual about it. She just wraps herself up in this fish blanket, and I'm like, we're just gonna pretend this is normal. Okay, Lorelai, fisherman. That's all I had for Lorelai's closet this week.
I also had two more. One that I didn't write down was Lorelai's red boots.
Yes. Her red boots.
I was expecting you to mention something about them.
I did not, but I could have. Those are some hot boots.
Yeah.
Very Lorelai.
I didn't understand why she was wearing them with, like, her business attire.
I think that a lot of Lorelai, she can dress so professionally, and then she'll have, like, these crazy boots on, or, like, this wild purse that, like, doesn't match, and I'm like, okay, I see you.
She's trying to fit in, but not too much.
Right. Still gotta be different.
Yep. And then the one that I did write down is actually Suki's braided pigtails with the bandana on it.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Why?
I love that so much. That's like, those are the kind of like hairstyles that I did all the time when I was younger, like in the 90s and early 2000s. Yeah. So, and then the things where you did like multiple little ponytails that ended up in pigtails, yeah. Space buns, everything. Space buns came back in style and I almost lost my shit.
I still have yet to rock the high space buns. I'll do low ones occasionally, but my time is coming. And when it comes, that it's going to be a phase that's going to hit me hard, and I'm just gonna rock space buns every day. I'm thinking once I become a mom, because I know I'm not gonna wanna like do my hair up every day. And I'm gonna go. Yeah. I might throw in like the occasional regular bun or something, but for the most part, I think once I start, I'm not gonna be able to stop. Cause that's how I am with my hairstyles. I like, once I find something that works, I'm like, we're doing it every day for the next 4 months. Like, it's going to look like this.
I'm wondering if I can put them in space buns yet. Oh, I totally could put them in space buns.
Yeah, that you can. It's getting pretty long.
Oh, I'm going to totally do space buns with my dreads now. I'm excited. You could totally do space buns with dreads because you'll have long ones.
That's true. So many options.
I think you'd have a lot of fun with them. I'm just saying.
So. I'm considering it. I'm thinking about it.
You know what Lorelai has that I don't? All the zingers. Let's see if you can talk as fast as Lorelai with That's a Zinger.
All right, so for season 1, episode 3, we had I have a lot to do in a day, Lorelai. I don't have time to keep up with the multitudes of people your mother employs. The answer is Richard. I think I gave you that one.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then they're upstairs gathering dust like the rest of her potential. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Emily.
No one else but Emily could have said that.
Right. To me, you are a teacher in a Charlie Brown tattoo. I'm not going to do it in the accent because I can't do French. I can't really do any. So that was Michelle. It's like a really snooty Double Mint commercial. That was Lorelai. It's a good walk spoiled. was Rory talking about golf. I want to go to Fez. That was Rory saying, I mean, she wants to go to Fez. I liked the way that she said it. Like, it was the context that I thought was funny. Yeah. So, the most odious woman alive. I mostly just wanted to say odious on air. So,
yeah.
Odious. Can't stand the talk. Oh, sorry. I didn't say that was Richard. And
I don't remember her name.
One of the girls in the spa or in the steam room.
Yes.
One of those ladies. We all accept any like answer that's close to that basically. So, can't stand the talk, love to watch the walk. Thank you, Drella. did you know that golf courses are the environmental blight because of the chemicals that they use to keep the grass green? Luke said that and I almost died.
Yeah. Same. I was like, what?
Okay, like, Luke. I know he does some random things, like some weird shit, but like all of a sudden that just came out and I'm like, where did this come from? What happened? But it's great. Like, I'm not complaining.
Oh.
So he can just spout out awesome.
Yeah.
Like shit like that all the time. That's fine. with all the other, that was Luke. I don't know if I actually said that. Next one is, with all the other devastators of our land, which was also Luke. It was not too long after that part of the...
Okay.
So, I think they were talking about golf, or, like, the golf club.
Yeah.
I had fun at the golf club with, like, or something like that, with all the other devastators of our land. Something like that. So that was also Luke. It's your wedding day. Feel each other. Which is fun, no matter whether you take it out of context or not.
Right, yeah.
And that was Miss Patty. you just got yourself a jukebox. Drella, as the mom is trying to get her to play request songs on the harp. Your boobs are bigger than mine. that was Rory. And I will put it in the kitchen next to my half empty box of cheer. Emily was just on it. She was on it in this episode, man.
She was.
So. Yeah, so that's that.
That's last episodes.
Yep. This is where I'm going to put a break for, I'm going to say who was the winner in all of them.
Gotcha.
I'll do that record. Well, who, like, what everybody's score is at the end. Yeah. And I'm just going to record that by myself on Monday. So, in the future, I'll try to be more on it so that maybe I can have the answers beforehand. but yeah, so then now we're going to go to the next episode. This episode. So this is the season 1, episode 4. that's Zinger. So again, I'm going to tell you the rules. Basically, I'm going to post the form on Facebook and Instagram, and I don't know if you're going to post it on Twitter.
Sure will.
So, there will be a link. You fill out the Google form, send it back. We don't ask a lot of information from you. So, basically only need a username. And I will keep track of what everybody gets, like how many correct answers everybody gets. And as we go through, I will keep a running tally. I have on there so that you can put in a username. Make sure you use the same username every time so I can make sure to put it on the correct person. So, just, and the username can be just whatever you want me to call you on air. If it's vulgar or, I don't care. If it is racist or anti-feminist or...
if it's offensive, I feel like.
If it's offensive in general, I'm probably not going to say it on air. If it's vulgar, I'll say it. So, cracking myself up. All right. So, I'm going to a serious school now. I need serious paper. Oh, and here are your somber highlighters, your Malden pencils, your panic depressive pens. Manic depressive pens. Look at those large red circles sprinkled throughout your paper as a reminder that to err is human, and here at Chilton, we try to beat the humanity out of you.
Jesus.
Yeah. A D, however, that would be cause for concern. I wonder if Versace made a pacifier. I don't know if I said that right. It'll be spelled correctly on the form. Just go by that. Okay. Behold, in theaters now, The Thing That Reads a Lot. Yeah, how's his butt? Where's to hell with it all? Wow, smart girls are mean. I don't think Shakespeare knows himself this well. I can't read that one, so I'm going to skip it. Fresh in my first lifetime as Joan of Arc. talking about coffee. Hint, hint. The scrunchy motion finally passed, and I would like to think I was the tiebreaker. I don't think he meant fine as a slam or a monologue. So I heard the huckleberry crop is going to really suck this year. you can bribe somebody on the AP committee. What in the world? you explain yours, I'll explain mine. You know, not drinking it is always an option. No, it's not. So, are you a B-52s girl? Don't ever make the coffee ever again. And this is actually a conversation. So, there will be two answers. So, the first person says, violent pencil tossing usually signifies a need for pie. Person two, what if I had thrown a pen? And person one says, I would have brought you a trout. So there's two answers to this one. Good luck, and may the odds be ever in your favor. Yeah. Did I go through all of them? No. This is the next. Okay. I have another page. Sorry. The bard with the beard. Love it. I just got hit by a deer. We have another conversation. So two answers. Was it at a four-way stop? Is person one. Person two, what does that matter? Person one, I don't know. I don't know how you respond to being hit, someone being hit by a deer. What's up, Quibi? Why so silent? Did you guys exchange the secret handshake? Are you holding that door open for a reason? Wouldn't want to get you in trouble with El Duce here. That one makes me giggle every single time. Dangerous in the car with all the kamikaze deer running around. I just hope he has insurance. And the last one, which I misplaced in, I put it in the wrong section of the list, but it's Jesus, Mary, Joseph, and the camel.
That one may be good too.
Right?
It's a when good... I was doing it.
So yeah, that is that.
Awesome.
Now we're going to turn the episode into a drinking game. Let's take a shot.
So for take a shot this week, I decided to just focus on one scene because I do not want to give you all alcohol poisoning.
Sorry.
Catches me off guard every time. So... the scene where they're doing their parent-teacher conferences and one parent brings up the AP test, I decided I would count how many times they said the word AP test or test in this scene because it seemed like every other word, like, was test in this. And even in, like,
man,
the whole
episode, been a hard one. Like,
they were just talking about tests so much. That's why I decided to keep it to one scene. It's just the scene where they're... in Max Bedina's classroom, and he's talking about the AP test, and I think that's really all that they talk about in
the
presidency. And they said the word test or said AP test 11 times in this one scene.
Oh boy.
Yeah. So if I would have done it for the whole episode, it would have been so high because the whole episode is just all about
they talk about the test all the time. Test.
Yeah.
It's test constantly.
So I just picked that one scene and it's 10 shots. So good luck to you guys.
Pace yourself.
Don't do it all while watching that one scene because you will not see the rest of the episode. You will be blacked out.
Yeah.
Very but 11. Or take a shot.
All right.
Now let's take a look behind the scenes.
Behind the scenes. So, I'm going to try to say this without spoiling it for future things. But the Marco Polo in the antique shop... Mm-hmm. It comes up later with Lane.
Yeah, it comes up way later. This is like...
You know what I'm talking about, right?
I do.
Yeah. I will mention it when we get to that episode a long time from now. But just keep that in mind that it will come up later. So.
And for those of you who have seen this a billion times, maybe you know too. So start thinking about it.
Yeah. Well, maybe there's people who have seen it a billion times and they missed that.
Yeah.
Hopefully that'll then you'll go back and you'll listen to or you'll watch it. So have fun. So yeah, there's that. And then I had the, during the fall semester, Mr. Medina talking about the AP exam, which is only offered in May. The stop sign is backwards. And then, let's see, the last scene when the girls come home from Chilton, there is, as they're walking through the door, you can see a person's elbow sticks out from the right side as they walk through the door.
I saw that online also, and I tried to watch it, and it must be so quick because I miss it every time.
Yeah.
But I watched the beginning of that scene, like, over and over, and I could not spot it.
Yeah. I almost thought about, I couldn't find it either. I almost thought about, like, recording it and then playing it back in slow motion.
Yeah. Because it must be really quick. It must be something that's hard to notice, because I feel like the editors and production people would not let that take be used if it was super noticeable.
Yeah. Excuse me. So yeah, there was that. And then when Lorelai falls asleep on the couch, she is holding a book. And then when she wakes back up and moves over to the table, the book is sitting up on the, like, on the side of the sofa.
Interesting.
So, just a little oopsie-daisy.
Continuity error.
You missed it. You're all about the continuity errors.
I know. I was not on my game this week.
Yeah. I had a really hard time focusing on it this week. That's why I had to watch it so many times, because I just kept getting distracted. And
that's fair.
So yeah. That's behind the scenes. So next we have to do our rating.
Yes, we're not going to forget it this time.
Yeah. So rating it 1 through 10 coffee cups, 10 being the best. What do you think?
I don't know. I'm feeling like a 6 for this one, maybe 5.5 cups. We see a lot more of Chilton, and it makes me hate Chilton even more. And I just feel bad for Rory, because everyone I feel like is so mean.
Yeah.
At Chilton. She's just like doing her best, like coming in the middle of a semester and like trying to get caught up, and Mr. Medina's mad, like, mean to her when he's like talking about grades. Like, I feel like he's like talking directly to her, like, you need to do better. And yeah. I feel like she just got there. Yeah, I'm gonna stick with that, like, 5.5-6 cups.
Yeah. Well, I was gonna give it a 6, actually. I would have given it a 5 because it just, nothing really stands out to me on this one, so it's just kind of like average. But there's nothing wrong with it either.
Right.
But I gave it one extra because I think it's an important part of this, like, of the show. Like, it's an important story.
Yeah.
So I think it's important for people to see that too, because no one tells you about the culture shock of, like, no one fully understands the culture shock of changing schools.
All right. We're talking about the culture shock of, like, Rory going from, like, a small town public school, and now she's in one of the most, like, prestigious private schools. That's basically like a college. Like, they run it like you're in a university.
Yeah.
And that's a big culture shock.
It's a huge culture shock, and I don't think people see that enough until they go through it.
Yeah.
I wish there was a better way to prepare kids for that. I don't really think that there is.
So. Yeah, there is either.
But it's just, yeah. Culture shock sucks. Like, I thought it was pretty bad for me, but I can't imagine what it was like for you. Like, for me, I moved. It was more moving to a big city, and all of a sudden there was, like, a bajillion friggin' people around.
Right.
I went to a community college when I did go to college, and that was more like high school. So, except for I could go home between classes sometimes.
Right.
So, like, that wasn't so much, but it was more variety of people and just more people in general.
Yeah.
So, but I can't imagine you going to Purdue.
Yeah, from Little Minong, I went from, like, I had 30 kids in my graduating class, and then my first college class ever that I took was a Psych 100 class, like, basic class. Every college kid has to take it. And I walked into the lecture hall, and it's, like, bigger than, like, our whole auditorium at school, like, one class, and it's just packed. There's, like, 500 kids, and I was, like, where do I even sit? Where do I even begin? So it was definitely a huge shock of, like, this is my whole entire, like, town that I grew up in population sitting in one room for one class, one section of a class. It wasn't even, like, the full class. Like, there was probably, like, 10 plus sections of this class, all that same size.
Oh, my God.
It was crazy.
Yeah, that's insane. That sounds awful.
It wasn't so bad. I actually, like, once I transferred from Purdue to UWL, which is a lot smaller school, I actually liked the big classes better because I could just, like, be a number. I could just kind of hide in the background. I didn't have teachers, like, calling on me all the time, which is good and bad because it's hard to learn when you're just, like, want a number and you don't have someone, like, on you all the time. Like, what is this? How do you know that? Like, when it's so many people, you're just kind of fade into the background and it's easy to not pay attention, but also it's kind of nice too because you can just kind of blend in.
Yeah. I would get too distracted. I'd never pay enough attention.
It was definitely tough. It wasn't so much me, like, being on my phone and stuff, is like I would sit in the middle or, like, the back of the classroom and I could just see everyone's laptops and be like, oh, they're on Twitter, Tumblr, like, they're looking up stuff, like, on the shopping website, like, just seeing all these different laptops of everyone else not paying attention, that I would be, like, distracted, like, watching everyone else.
Yeah, when I went to CLS, or when I went to the community college, they, like, the classes were, like, maybe 30 or 40 people, which is still bigger class sizes than I was used to.
Right.
But it actually was worse for me because I couldn't keep myself from getting distracted. And we didn't have, like, not many people came to the community college with laptops. So it was still notebook paper kind of taking. And, like, I would just sit there and doodle and stare off into outer space. I can literally stare at someone like I'm, like, they would think that I'm talking to them. I have no idea what's going on. Like, there's a trend on TikTok right now where they're like, only people with ADHD can unfocus their eyes. Like, I never thought this was abnormal. I thought I was, you know, everyone could do this. Yeah. I'm like, yeah, you can unfocus your eyes on command, like, where everything goes blurry and you're basically in dreamland. And
yeah, the lights are on, but nobody is home.
Yep. So. But yeah, that was a long tangent.
Yeah, it was. So, 6 cups for you?
Yeah, 6 cups for me. And I think that's it.
Yeah.
So that was season 1, episode 4. the deer hunters.
I
remember. where we get to see more of sexy Luke with notebooks, or his, what do they call it? Order book?
Pads, yeah.
Notepad in his, you know, pants. So, woo!
Luke can waltz.
Yeah.
That comes way later, but.
Yeah. But I can't wait till then.
Me either. It's gonna get saucy.
So yeah, that was that. And then next time will be season one, episode 5. I don't know the name of it. I meant to write this down.
I was gonna say I have no idea either.
I'm looking at Cinnamon's Wake.
Oh.
Not Cinnamon. We forgot to mention the Cinnamon thing with his getting his butt stuck.
Oh, yes, in the last episode.
Yeah.
And having to get some, what does Babette ask for? A shoehorn and cooking oil?
Yeah, shoehorn and some cooking oil. And then she only comes out with cooking oil.
Yeah.
I'm like, but where's the shoehorn?
We need a shoehorn. Cinnamon is stuck.
Cool. So, we'll see you guys then.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Are you loving Where You Lead, a Gilmore Girls podcast? Well, be sure to go check us out on all your favorite social media platforms. Go like us on Facebook or follow us on Insta at @whereyoulead_podcast or on Twitter at @gg_whereyoulead. Here you'll find updates on the podcast and everything you need to help keep you Gilmore obsessed. Well, that's all that we have for today. Thank you all so much for hanging out with us, and be sure to catch us next time on Where You Lead, a Gilmore Girls podcast. Until then, may your coffee cup runneth over and in omnia paratus.